Fred Film Radio, Sydney Film Festival, Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio. I am in conversation with Blair Tabascioli, director and screenwriter of Hive, presented at the Sydney Film Festival. Good afternoon, Blerta.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time. Fred really appreciates your time. I know you have a busy schedule these days, so very much appreciated.
My pleasure.
Blerta, Hive is your debut film and is a very powerful story inspired by real-life beekeeper Farhija Hoti. And the story starts 7 years after Farhija's husband went missing in the Kosovo War. Could you please tell us more about Farhija and her story?
Farhija is, I must say, that is the most inspiring person I ever met. I heard her story on a TV, and it was a story about a woman who, having lost her husband during the war, needed to start working and get a driving license, and she was prejudiced for that. And I thought this story is really amazing, and I thought it's important to make a film about it. But then when I met Farhija Hoti in person, when I got to know her a little bit better, to know her personality, to know her character, to know her energy, to feel her energy, then I thought that, okay, this is not just a story about some interesting story to tell. This is a strong woman character on screen, and it is my duty to portray that. So in this sense, only after meeting her in person, it is that I realized what kind of film should I make about, and it is when it became a duty to me to portray that strong female character, because I thought it's really important, first of all, to raise a discussion against patriarchy, to raise a discussion about the pain people go through after the war and the whole trauma, but also hopefully to encourage and inspire people the way she encouraged and inspired me the first time I met her, but also every time I meet her, even now.
This is very, very interesting to see how the making of the film evolved. It's very interesting to know that you actually spend time with Farhija. Actually, about spending time with Farhija to understand the experiences she was going through and to be able to better portray her story, I would like to explore more your relationship with Farhija and how you build a relationship with her, a connection.
Yes, the first time I met her, I actually just met her to ask her if she would like me to make a film about her. But then I was like, if she doesn't want me to make a film about her, I'll at least say to her bravo and encourage her to continue. She didn't need my encouragement, honestly. I ended up being the encouraged one because she's such a strong person, even today. So she actually was so stoic and strong in front of us, telling us about everything. But I was lucky to have with me Ilka Goshi, the actress, with whom I worked before on a short film. And immediately after hearing Farhija's story, I told Ilka we should go together to meet this woman because I think it's going to be an amazing film if we make a film about her, and I think you should be playing her. So the first time, even before getting the rights to the film, I invited Ilka and we went together to meet Farhija. And Ilka is a famous actress, so Farhija was really honored that we offered her to make a film about her, but also that her character is going to be portrayed by Ilka Goshi because she already loved the actress. So in that sense, we kind of immediately had her trust. One thing that I really made sure to do with Farhija was in one side, I couldn't go too often to meet her because each time I would go, she would have to bring back memories and then she could not sleep all night. So I really tried not to hurt her because I had to do research for the film. So each time I would go, I would stay very long with her, but then try to go not so often. And at the same time, because I heard this story 10 years ago and only started to write it 5 years ago, like 6 years ago, it took quite a lot time until we started to work, because I had to graduate and then I had two kids and worked on other projects. So really took some time after the first meeting that I started to write the script and then the fundraising and everything. But honestly, I really tried to inform her how it works with film, how it works with fiction films, because she had done documentaries before and kind of had the idea of the documentary with this film as well. And I needed to explain to her that in fiction films, you have to focus on certain parts of the story. And then in fiction, we're always recreating everything as much as we try to stay true to the reality. It's still recreation. And with these kind of things, I think we built trust because we kept her informed. We didn't completely leave her out. We kept her informed about every stage. Plus, we explained to her how it works with fiction so that she really has the right expectations about it. Because at the same time, we had the right story, but I really did not want to hurt her with this film if she doesn't like it. I really wanted her to understand the process so that she doesn't make the wrong expectations and that so that she's with us for the rest of the journey of the film. We really wanted to honor her figure and not hurt her. And gladly, I think we did honor her.
Oh, absolutely. I really loved watching the film. I think the story is very powerful and is told in a very powerful way. So I can picture all the hard work behind the scenes to make it happen and to make it real and genuine and authentic. So definitely you managed to pull off a great project. Blerta, while I was watching Hive, correct me if I got the wrong impression, but what I saw a film with many different layers: the personal story, the war, the social context. So I think one of the thing that really impressed me about the film is how relationships play an important role. So we follow Fahiha while she interacts with the other women in the village, the manager in the supermarket, her father-in-law, her children. And we follow her through this different relationship that she is involved with many different character in the film. Did I get it right that you try to build a story through relationships?
Totally. I mean, Hive is a character-driven drama, and it's very much focused on the main character. Because of the impression we got from Fahri and her figure the first time we met her. But of course, she had people around her that she had relationships with that sometimes were obstacle, but many times they were also very supportive and actually helped her and gave her strength to continue and move on. So I really wanted to explore that, especially for me. It was really important, her relationship to the father-in-law, to her children, to the women and the community they created together. And of course, at the beginning, she had a hard time convincing the women to join her. But then soon enough, they joined her and helped her create that safe community, safe environment for all of them, in order for them to somehow continue, although a lot of them still had the problem of missing and the pain of missing their beloved ones. And at the same time, the relationship with the grandfather, with the father-in-law, for me was very complex and very special, because he was caught between his pain for having lost his son, his wish to help her because he understands what she's going through, but then also he's cut between the wish to help, his pain, and the tradition he comes from. And so for me, that was always interesting to explore, because it's not so simple. Somebody doesn't say no to something just because of something, but because we live in a patriarchal society. There's a certain system that the society is used to see. And then those who want to challenge it will have the difficulty. And thank God there are people like Fahriye who challenged it and gave us good role models for us to follow after and change the mindset of a whole society. But for me, it was really important to explore these relationships and to explore the complexity each character has, because in that way, we also understand their actions and what they do to achieve their goals, and why do they want those goals to be achieved.
Yes, Blerta, and you touched on a very interesting point about the society, which brings me to my next question. In your opinion, what is the impact of films such as Hive that portray social issues on the wider society?
I hope they have a good effect, and I hope they do have an effect. But let's say Fahriye Hote had a huge effect in her society. She changed a whole mindset. Because people led by her example. Now it's not so uncommon in her village and in the whole municipality of prison that she does that women work. And a lot of same businesses have been opened since her business, and she's fine with that because she says, I inspired them to do it. Now men and women are making Ivar the same as her. And for me, that's really something amazing, because we always try to make films, do awareness campaigns, make debates on TV or whatever to like change the mindset and open discussions about these issues, and they all help. But her role model really helped a lot. Now our film has made a big noise in Kosovo and internationally, and it raised a huge discussion about women's rights. So I think a lot of, it's not only our film, it's women like Fahriye, it's women who are also leading on other businesses, women in filmmaking, then we have woman president. So I think a lot of components come together, but there's a huge discussion about women rights in Kosovo, and I hope so. I don't know, I haven't done a research, but I do really hear a lot of discussions, and I think we raised quite a lot of discussion in Kosovo but also around the world about women rights, because we're talking about Kosovo, but I think the whole world has a lot more work to do before we call ourselves equal.
Oh yes, absolutely, no doubt about that. And you touch on another point that is, I wanted to touch on, because Hive has been included in Sydney, in the Sydney Film Festival section, Europe, Voices of Women in Film, which includes 10 films by European women directors. And this program really shines a spotlight on talented women from around Europe who have directed engaging and important films. And one of the themes for this year, Europe Voices of Women in Film at the Sydney Film Festival, was how to navigate cultural boundaries and tell your own story. So I'm interested in what you just say in relation to the fact that the story that you tell in through Hive is more universal and goes beyond the boundaries of Kosovo. So what is your experience in telling stories that are situated in a specific cultural setting, but at the same time can convey universal messages?
I mean, that was my biggest hope, that I make a specific story about a specific country, about a specific person in a specific village in a specific country, for whom not many people know about. And hopefully that story will communicate to wider audiences, because I knew people from Kosovo will connect to it the minute they see the first scene, because we've been through a lot of things that Fahriye has gone through, even in terms of the war and everything. So I knew the people from Kosovo will connect to it immediately, but I really hope that the wider audience will. And when you're telling a story about a small country like Kosovo that not many people know about, we all a lot of times end up making very descriptive films, because we're trying to explain the culture, explain the tradition, explain the political background and everything, and then tell the story. In this film, I really didn't want to worry about it. I just really wanted to jump straight in the story and focus the story in the character, in literally even the camera on her, so that the people can and make an honest and true story about it, without trying to say much, like, I don't know, too complicated things. I just really wanted a very human story of a woman who really doesn't give up, and she makes it at the end because she is strong, because she's smart, and because she never gives up, and because she gathers other women and makes a strong community to build that and to like continue. So for me, I just really hoped that I just really wanted to focus on the main character and her inner world and how she's dealing with everything, rather than explaining the surrounding too much, so that the people all around the world connect more as a human to human, rather than wondering, is this happening in Kosovo? Where is Kosovo? What kind of country? What kind of language? I really hope that people will just relate to the character as a human to human, and hopefully be encouraged by her the way I was encouraged by her. And in a way, I think people connected, because we really got some good responses. Luckily, we couldn't be in Sydney Film Festival because it was because of COVID. But in a lot of states, we were able to do physical screenings and get the direct reaction from the audience. And it's really rewarding to hear that from a lot of countries, people are really connecting to the character and not really wondering where is the story happening. So I think it really helped just the focus on her world, rather than trying to explain much what is happening and what the circumstances are.
Look, I totally relate to that. I think Fahriye's story could have been really set in any other environment. I mean, her character story is so universal when it comes to women's rights, gender equity, that could have been Kosovo, could have been Southern Europe country, could have been South America, because those issues are without boundaries.
Exactly. And I think women, but also people in general, are struggling for some inequity, whether that's inequality, not inequity, and whether that's for working, or I don't know, for equal pay, or for smaller stereotypes, I don't know, but everything in many, many countries, we're still fighting to be just treated as human beings rather than being thought as a woman, businesswoman, or as a woman in filmmaking, or I don't know. So in that sense, I think it communicated even with countries where it's believed that everybody's equal and there's no problem for a woman to work and things like that. But then there are other issues that women are still being discriminated by, and people are discriminated for nationality, race, sexuality, and a lot of things. So in that sense, I think it communicated to people in much wider sense. I hope it did, and I think it did. But in that sense, I just hope that these kind of films really raise a discussion about many issues that we need to discuss and get over with, and try to treat each other equal, no matter what gender or sexuality or race or nationality you are.
Yes, absolutely, Blerta. Blerta, I have one last question for you. Have you got any new project you want to talk about?
Yes, right now I'm of course exploring for projects outside of Kosovo as well. So I'm talking to a lot of producers from different countries, even Australia.
Oh.
And but I'm also writing my second script, which is called Era, and it's based on my teenage life, I didn't have many lives, but in my teenage life in Pristina, before the war, during the occupation in Kosovo. So it's a coming of age teenage story about finding identity as a woman, but living in a very political background, which is my own personal life.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Blair. It has been a great pleasure talking to you about Hive and about, you know, the way in which you have portrayed this very powerful story. Thank you very much, Blerta.
Thank you for having me, and my pleasure talking to you.
I have been talking to Blerta Bascioli, director and screenwriter of Hive, presented at the Sydney Film Festival, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.